check. Chess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ten.
Check. Check.
Ten.
Two.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I graduated from the fifth grade.
Say what?
I graduated from the fifth grade.
Oh.
Check. Check one.
Let's try it again. Go.
Check one.
Now
two,
that I'm watching.
Check one, two.
Check.
Yeah, I'm here.
Two, three,
I'm
four,
here.
Five.
Found my overalls. Didn't wear them.
I said, okay. Ooh.
Heading down into turn number one. It's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
It's definitely crunch time. Somebody's going to have to make a move. Three laps to go as they cross the start-finish line. Going down into turn number one. They start to fan out. Coming off a two. They're side-by-side down the back straightaway.
Inside Florida Racing.
That's it. Coming off a turn four. White flag in the air. Checkers and wreckers. Anybody's race as they go down to turn number one. They fan out. Two by two. Three wide. Coming off of turn number two. They get sideways down the back straightaway. Someone breaks loose to the top. Trying to make the run up on the high side, going to do it the hard way around, coming around four, there's still two by two, three cars drop back, it's one car coming out sideways, who's on the inside, coming to the line, it's anybody's race.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing. Enjoy Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
Inside Florida Racing.
The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Race fans! Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Daryl Shelton, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drawney, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap feature event, the Cecil Williams Memorial 100. For more information, check out ColumbiaMotorsportsPark.com or call 352-804-0078. That's 352-804-0078.
Check,
the Cecil
check, check.
Williams Memorial 100 at Columbia Motorsports Park, August the 25th. Columbia Motorsports Park is located just off I-75 on exit 414
check,
on Highway 41 in Lake City, Florida.
Check. Good Monday evening. I want to welcome everybody to Inside Florida Racing. Yep. How you doing? I am Racing Jason Beckner, along with the very beautiful Miss Superfan Wicks.
Good evening, everybody.
Jack from Karnak, and the man himself, the bonehead.
Grizzly
the one
Adams
only.
From Real Racing USA. Yeah. I don't know what this crap about Jack from Karnak is. This is Grizzly Adams from Real Racing USA.
And you're listening to Inside Florida Racing, and I'm Bonehead.
Is that what you want to be known as for now on there, fearless leader?
He's not Jack Knack anymore.
Karnak's the old days, man.
Karnak's just how you get there. Karnak's just how you get there. That's all. Just how you get there.
Through the looking glass.
Yeah. I need a drink.
Alice, really help me.
You know, when I was in the Marine Corps overseas, they had this drink called Mojo. It tasted just like Kool-Aid. You could drink it all night long, but you didn't want to stand up because you'd hit the floor.
Well, what else did they have over there?
What, in Okinawa?
No, I'm just kidding.
They had a plane burst into flames over there today. Did you see that in the news?
Oh, there's all kinds of just bad things going on everywhere.
Well, nobody got hurt. Nobody got hurt. Everybody got off the plane at the last second. The
plane kind of melted and kind of wilted in the back.
It looked like me with a magnifying glass and my little green army men when I'm like 7 years old, melting them into the sand at the beach, you know?
Hey, you know, I don't want to talk a lot about the news, but you know the thing about the miners, the six of them that are down, did you see how many got flooded? In China or Japan or one of those, like 190 of them got trapped
God.
in the mines and flooded.
Oh, unbelievable.
Could you imagine?
I mean, you know, it's, what was it, Hawaii? We're really getting off the subject. Hawaii last week having the hurricane and the earthquake at the same time. I was just waiting for the volcano to go off.
Yeah, on top of that, we didn't get to race see any NASCAR this
week. Hey, Jack.
No NASCAR.
Well, wait a minute.
Tomorrow morning.
Since we're totally off the subject and Jack just turned around and has this look of bewilderment on his face, I bet you really like shopping at Circle K, don't you?
I'll tell you what. When you go to a gas pump, I would say from now on, I will never pump gas in my car and take it for granted that I'm getting what I'm paying for. Because I went to Circle K with my 2.5 gallon can to fill up for my lawnmower, filled it up, and the machine read that it pumped out three. It charged me for 3.134 gallons.
Ooh.
And then I went on Channel 8 out of Tampa, Florida, their thing, and they got, I think it's Channel 8 or Channel 13, one on their website, got a whole big expose about this, got all kinds of 30, 40 gas stations that overcharge people.
Did they send Warren Ellie over here to talk to you?
No, but I called the hotline and made my citizens complain.
Y'all need to come down to South and see what they're doing down here. Now that this is Grizzly Adams.
Now that anybody that's listening out there has got their stuff tuned in, no, you're not listening to
Romper Room.
It is Romper Room.
It's Inside Florida Racing. We're going to talk about
Carol
racing. We're trying to stay upbeat.
Jason.
We're trying to stay upbeat today.
This is Jack Smith live from CNN from Peru. The earthquake now is it's really bad here tonight. It's really bad.
That was just
Is it worse than the flood
I'm sorry,
or as good as the
that was just me
hurricane?
Passing gas. I'm sorry.
Carol, why don't you tell the folks who's going to be on the show today?
Wow, no? You guys are moving right along.
Well, it's Tim Lake.
Tim Lake
and
can I
Scott
Tim Lake and Scott McAllister, who are the general managers and announcers up at Columbia Motorsports Park.
Yes.
Patrick and Earlene Williams, who are the son and wife of the late Cecil Williams. That is basically the reason for this show, is to honor the late Cecil Williams.
And the memorial that is on the 25th.
This coming Saturday at Columbia Motorsports Park.
Yes.
I asked Patrick who would he like to have on the show with him tonight, and he requested Tim Russell and James Powell III. So we will have them on board. It should be it's a really sad night because on top of the Cecil Williams Memorial, we're kind of sitting by and praying real hard for Bert, who unfortunately is not doing real well.
Yeah, folks, for those of you that haven't read or don't know this yet, Bert Ashelman, the famed Florida Pro Series and the owner of Columbia Motorsports Park for so many years, has had a stroke, and he's not doing well. And I know I'm upset about it. I've been upset about it all day. It saddens me to hear so. I want to say that I think that Bert, you know, over the years from late model racing of what I knew it, and I always bring it up here because I'm sort of a mid-old timer, and I always talk about the Florida Pro Series, and we had Don in here, talked about it, you know. And to me, since I've been racing, only been two late model racing promoters that I consider that for way back, and that's Don Nerone and Bert Ashelman. And they had the two series that ran, and when John Sapricone used to work for Bert, you know, in the Florida Pro Series, you know, that's how I met John, and we talked about that before. And it used to be kind of a family thing, you know, that went on there. And I know I was a traveling guy that used to travel in, and Bert used to like to see the racers there, and he loved the Florida Pro Series. And I know he's looking forward to seeing this race on the 25th, the Cecil Williams Memorial, because him and Cecil were such buddies. And Bert, I hope that you get better. I hope that you can recover from this. And Leala, I know that you're upset and holding on up there. And we're all praying for you here and hoping that everything comes out okay. And know that all the racers out here are here to support, you know, Bert and him getting well and supporting you too. So that's what I've got to say. That's Bonehead's perspective of the whole thing.
And, you know, man, there was a period there where he was the late model promoter, because Don was not involved. And,
right.
And Bert was the guy. I mean, his traveling series, the Florida Pro Series, went from Hialeah to Lake City and everywhere in between. And it was late model racing in Florida, super late model racing. And, you know, Jay Middleton came out of that, grew up, and made his mark right there in that series, among a whole bunch of other people. Rich Pratt.
Well, you just ask any super late model racer that has raced at more than just one racetrack in the state of Florida, has probably run one of Burt's series races in the Florida Pro Series back in the day. When I say back in the day, it was only, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago. He ran that for a while, and I don't know if they have anywhere to go to online to be able to see information about the past Florida Pro drivers. Do you know about that?
If you go to Karnak.com, that old website over there, and go click on, like, you go into the Florida section, you click on the search thing and type in Florida Pro Series or Burt Ashelman or any of those drivers, you get all kinds of links. All the stories going back to at least 1999, 2000, back in there.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope everything comes out okay. Like I said, I'm saddened by it. I'm sure when we talk to these folks today, like Carol said, it's going to be a sad show, but we're going to stay upbeat.
I believe in the power of prayer, and a miracle could happen, and let's just hope for the best. Keep Burt in your prayers, and he'll be with us Saturday night.
Oh, no matter what. So,
and who's going? Are any of you going to be able to make it up there? I know it's a real long
I want to know if real racers are going to outnumber Karnakians. That's what I want to know. I want to know if real racers
I
are
heard
gonna...
they put up electrified barbed wire fence.
Don't pee on it.
Surrounding the... I can't.
Well, I have a special exemption because Real Racing USA is going to broadcast the darn race live.
Really?
Yeah.
The darn race live. Wow.
Man, I still say if somebody would haul my car...
Are you coming?
If somebody would haul my car up there for me, I don't have any way to haul my car there. I think my trailer would fall apart by the time I get there.
Man, we just drive real slow.
It's 200 and something miles. Somebody haul my
car
there for me.
So what?
We drive real slow.
Yeah, but you're sitting here with all these heartbreaking stories about Bert and Cecil.
Wait a minute.
Come up and honor them.
I can probably get a loaner open, a real nice open trailer with a platform on top and an enclosed box on the front.
And you can call this man at what number, Rob? If you have a trailer that he can drive his car up there, call this number.
I want one of these guys, one of these closed-in haulers with all this money to go ahead and put my car up on the top with theirs.
Now you're being a snot face. Can't you just go on a regular trailer?
Can I tell my reason why? I have
yes, you can.
Because everybody knows my wife is pregnant, had some problems in one of the houses I was living in with mold, had to move, so we're moving, and everything is inside my race car trailer in the process of moving. So my race car is sitting at the old place. But
so rent a U-Haul and put your car in the U-Haul.
Listen, I'm seriously thinking about it, okay? I really would love to race there. I wanted to race there before, and now even more. I'm going to keep praying everything's okay with Bert. That's all.
Jason, straighten this out.
Let's do something.
We'll have to get him a trailer.
Yeah, Jason,
let's see
what happens.
Another thing real quick. I mean, it was a very very odd night of racing in the state of Florida. Got to keep one of our drivers from Volusia, Eric Nelson, in our thoughts and prayers for a speedy recovery. He was involved in a pretty nasty accident up at Volusia Saturday night, him and a couple other drivers, but he came out on the rotten end of the stick, and Eric Nelson ended up coming out with a broken leg, some broken ribs. His cage was crushed. He was trapped inside. It took him a while to get him out, but he's battered and bruised, but it looks like he will be all right. So give our thoughts for him for a good, speedy recovery. I mean, I tell you what, Saturday night down at our track, I thought it was full moon racing. It was a rough night in the state of Florida for racing.
Reverend Scott Borden won the Faster Pastor race.
Yes,
he did.
It was
exciting,
yes, he did. And
Alliance Church, we want to throw that out.
Yep. And Venice Assembly finished second.
How did Mr. Ross do?
Fourth,
Mr.
Rod,
no.
Third or fourth?
No, third. He got third, yeah.
What, was somebody cheating in third?
No,
okay.
No. The guy that had been running for third for a while, I think he finished fourth, I'm trying to remember his name, Gary Gray? Or was that Gary Gray finished second, I think. Anyway, the third place car started fading, and Bob Ross just caught up to him, passed him on the outside with a few laps to go, and took third.
Sweet.
So it was a good deal. He was so winded when he got out of that car, man.
BJ McLeod.
BJ McLeod won the race at DeSoto Speedway this week. Way to go, BJ.
Oh man.
Yeah, hold on.
It's funny. Every time I hear his name, I think of that old television show, BJ
McKay.
David
Wilson. David Wilson finished second. Steve Dorr was third. You know, we need to talk about some
Billy
of the other
Bigley's
classes.
Boy came in second in his class, and
he sure did. Chelsea LaJoy won that race.
That's Jeff Dufresne's stepdaughter, a lovely girl who's winning just about every single race up there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
I saw Billy and them. They stopped at the Punta Gorda exit.
Who was the big winner at East Bay?
Oh, I don't know that. You're going to tell me that. I don't know.
That was uncool. Why don't you just tell us?
That was right up Jack's alley.
I'm just the sound noise guy.
You just did troublemaker. Watch your board and leave us alone.
I'd tell you if your computer was faster.
Hey, about the DeSoto race, I talked to Dave Pletcher, the old man Dave Pletcher there, and asked him. First thing I said was, dead last, even Bonehead could do better than that. And he says he only completed three laps. He said it's a motor problem with... I believe one of those progressive motors. I don't know.
How is Dave Pletcher doing?
He's good. He's supposed to be coming on the show in weeks to come. I don't know. This one here, she does the scheduling. So.
He's warming up his voice.
Yeah,
Teddy Nelson continues in the modifieds at Citrus.
Wow.
He's a tough one to beat.
He's almost up there every week. Yeah. I mean, you click in the search section for his name, and it pops up, and it just keeps going.
Do you remember Kevin Williams?
Yes, I remember Kevin Williams.
His son, Josh Williams, just won in the Legend cars up at, where was it? Oh, gosh.
Oshkosh.
I think Oshkosh.
It was Oshkosh, wasn't it?
At what? You making fun of me? I'm going to hit you with my mic.
Hey, while you guys are thinking about stuff, I want to thank personally on our message board, I want to thank the Racing Movie Man for posting those pictures.
On what message board?
On... the Carnet message
board. Oh, that's not our message board. Our message board, Real Racing USA message board, has not been released to the public. It's up. It's almost ready, but it hadn't been released. That's the Carnac message board.
Well, the reason why I want to say this is because last week.
Get used to it, Carol.
Last week.
I'm sorry. I feel.
Last week,
hold
we did
on,
a great show.
Hold on.
And
I am feeling like you're burning down my house and my kids are still in their beds.
Wow.
My binners and my...
Don't step on Bob's minute that I was giving him here, okay?
I'll give you 20 if you just let me beat this guy up.
Sounds
Start
good.
Swinging. We'll hold Grizzly Adams.
We gotta take a break?
No. He's giving me the high sign.
Oh,
how
no.
you doing?
I want to say this, that after doing our show last week about some of the old-time racing or whatever, it was nice to go in there and see some more of these old pictures Golden Gate. He wasn't sure if it was Golden Gate or Sunshine, but those pictures were definitely from Golden Gate, and it was cool to see some of those guys come on there and talk about those people that were on there and the old modifieds there at Daytona. Listen, I can't get enough of that. If you want to use the message board for something, guys, take notes from Bob the Movie Man. That's it right there.
That's Bob Culberson.
Yeah.
Florida Video.
Yeah. We were supposed to do some interviews for him the other day, but it didn't work out. The rainstorm.
It didn't work out. I've tried. Just real quick before we go to break.
We got time.
I've tried and tried to come up there several times and help him with some of the big shows and everything. And I tell you what, whoever it is up at that track, it keeps pulling my speaker wires out. I'm going to kick your rear when I find you.
I'm sure,
anyway,
I'm sure they're scared. They're shaking right now.
Hey, they better be. I got some big overalls to fill. going to take a break. We'll be right back. Got to pay some bills. This is Inside Florida Racing.
More results in a minute.
A minute? You're on the clock.
60.
Luke.
59.
I am your
58.
Father.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman on the web at thebrakeman.com.
race fans, Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Daryl Shelnut, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drani, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap feature event, the Cecil Williams Memorial 100. For more information, check out ColumbiaMotorsportsPark.com or call 352-804-0078. That's 352-804-0078. The Cecil Williams Memorial 100 at Columbia Motorsports Park, August the 25th. Columbia Motorsports Park is located just off I-75 on exit 414 on Highway 41 in Lake City, Florida.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XS Power batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting too hot, we hope you will reach for one of these. New Ben James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Oh, Timothy.
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10. Just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Hello, hello. Good Monday evening. Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. How's everybody doing? I'm Racing Jason Beckner.
This is London calling Jason. This is London calling Jason.
Anybody home? No, nobody is home.
Well, Tim Lake's home, and we have him on the line, so you guys take it away.
All right, turn the music off.
Yeah, turn that down.
Can you hear us, Tim?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what's happening, buddy? This is Rob Elting here with, you know, Jason and Carol.
Hi, Tim. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing pretty good.
Tim, tell us, is there any more news about Bert?
I spoke to a close friend of the family. It's not getting any better. Trust me, for the last 2 days, I've been, you know, talking to everybody I could, just trying to hear some good news, and it just sounds like it's just getting worse.
What everybody needs to do within the sound of our voice, because we are definitely worldwide. Just everybody get together tonight and say a prayer for him, and
that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, that's just about what we can do, and just leave it in the good Lord's hands above. So,
I can barely hear you guys, man. It sounds like you're in another room.
Yeah, we'll speak.
We're just depressed as can be. This has been a sad week for the whole world. It seems like.
Yeah. Hello.
Are you there? Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
All right, well, we'll try to speak up. You know, it's kind of a sad show that we've got going here, you know, where we're going to talk about, and we are, obviously, the Cecil Williams race that's coming up on Saturday. And I'd like for you to talk about that race. Let's go ahead and be as positive as we can be, and let's talk about the race, because it's going to be a good time, and it's going to be a celebration of life.
Well, I can tell you, both Bert and Cecil both, this is a race that Bert would want to see. You know, if I have anything to say, I'm saddened by the fact that, of what's happened and the fact that he's not going to be there to see it. Cause, you know, I mean, he'd be the first one in the back gate to be there and be a part of it. As far as Cecil goes, Cecil, he'd get real pissed off at you if he saw you sad. and that's just the kind of person he was. That's who he was. The whole basis of this race, the whole basis of the weekend, we're doing it the way Cecil would have wanted it to be done. You know, from the barbecue to the parade, he thought race car it off. And that's what we're doing.
You know, that's funny you said that. A lot of, you don't hear a lot of people say that anymore, but there was a time when people really, really did look up to the race car drivers, and they were heroes. A lot of them still are today. And it's kind of funny when Bonehead asked you about Cecil. I've asked a few people about him, trying to do my homework, because I didn't get the pleasure to meet him. But everybody I talked to seemed to, you know, when I said, well, tell me a little bit about Cecil Williams, and you get a little bit of a chuckle out of them.
Oh, I'm telling you, Cecil's a character now. I mean, you know, if there was anybody at that racetrack on Saturday night gave me a hard time, it was Cecil.
I think, not only
did he work at the racetrack, but he was a neighbor of mine. You know, so I got to see him at the racetrack, and I got to see him when I came home from work. You know, one thing true about him is he never, ever met a stranger. You know, he was a great guy. I mean, if he was in the middle of something, he wanted you to come over and be a part of it. You know, and that's just the kind of person that he was. You know, and as far as, you know, the kind of person that he was, Cecil would argue with you to no end. Okay? Just a race car driver mentality. That's what Cecil was. You know, and I love him to death. He would... It didn't matter what point you came with, he was going to take the most benign point and come back at you with it. You know, he was going to argue it to no end, and it'd get to a point where, where you just wanted to give up.
Yeah,
arguing the point with him, and at that point, look at you. You know, Cecil's famous words to me was, "You know what you ought to do." Everything. It didn't matter what my point was. That's what Cecil always came back with. You know what y'all ought to do.
I'm sure Patrick can relate to that a lot too.
That apple did not fall far from the tree.
Oh no! And that's Patrick in a nutshell, right there.
Oh yeah.
He is so much like his dad. I say that in the best of ways.
I know. Me too.
I think that the first time I met Cecil was in Bronson Speedway. I believe. Bronson Speedway, probably about 1998, somewhere around then. How old would a Patrick been there? He wasn't very old then, but he was starting to race then. And boy, those were the days. When the boys start to race, man, Cecil was right there telling him how he needed to be doing it.
You know, Tim, Bonehead Rob here, sometimes I don't know what to call him. He kind of summed it up in a nutshell when he said the Cecil Williams Memorial Race is going to be, it's a celebration of life more than anything
else. That's it, yeah, yeah.
And
this is not about the loss of a friend. This is about celebrating his life.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you probably, I mean, you know, from what I've got talking to everybody, he seems like he was just one of the people that were sharp as a tack, and you were probably weren't sure what you were going to get out of him next. You know, you've known him for a long time, Tim. What is probably your most vivid memory of Cecil?
Oh God!
Pick one.
Might not be a good word because he was my neighbor too.
Oh no, no! I don't even want to imagine that one on a Sunday morning to get the paper. Oh no!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, you know what I, you know, when Cecil passed away, and you know, I got to thinking about what I remembered him was just what I was telling you. He'd get to the point where he would argue with you and argue with you, and it didn't matter what you came with. He was just going to take the other side of it, you know, and he was going to argue his point. When he saw that he wore through you, you know, and he had you beat down and he had his argument won, you know, he'd look at you and he'd call you babe. He'd say, "Now, babe, I'm just trying to help you." You know, and at that point, the whole argument was over because you knew he was looking at you as one of his own.
Yep.
And you looked at him entirely different. You know, and from the kids that grew up around him, from Kevin Durden, Robbie Cooper, you know, Wasshopper, Thatcher, you know, there's such an endless list of guys that are racing now that really grew up under him. You know, they'll probably tell you the same thing.
Tim, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend commemorating this memorial race. You're kind of out there in the boonies, and I understand there's parades and everything else going on that weekend. Want to tell us a little bit about it?
I mean, maybe parade's a bad word. You know, I mean, it's not so much a parade. We've got the...
How about boonies?
We're going to load up the haulers, load up the race cars. We're taking them downtown into Lake City. It's just going to be a, you know, for lack of a better word, we're going to raise hell going down through the city streets of Lake City. We're going to create as much excitement as we can.
Procession?
And that's the way it is. I mean, that's what it's about.
You know, I think he just said normal people have parades, racers go raise hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Where are you guys going to drive around there? Where actually are they going to let you drive the cars at?
There's that. We were actually looking at driving the race cars. Man, that's hard miles on late model drives, on late model race cars.
All right.
Some of our local guys are going to have their cars. You know, some of our pure stock guys where it ain't necessarily as hard on those cars, on the city street. But we're going to take the haulers. And I know all the Carnackians are coming. I mean, I think all of Ocala Speedway's coming.
Jack's not letting us beat Carnackians.
And we're
going to
have people on the back of rollback wreckers. I mean, you know, with sheets. You know, follow me to Columbia Motorsports Park, man. It's just going to be everybody promoting this race.
So, wait a minute. Did you just say sheep?
Sheets.
Yeah.
Sheets, not sheep. Hey, now listen, so did you guys...
She said we were in the boonies.
Did you, yeah, she said you were in the
well,
boonies.
We don't do it like we do it in the boonies.
Yeah.
Bring out the sheep.
Let me clear this up.
Not those kind of sheep.
Let me clear this up for folks out there listening that the track is not really in the boonies. It's within 2 miles, 2 miles from the interstate. It's a very easy racetrack.
Well, it's less than that.
Huh?
Yeah, it's less than that.
Yeah, it may be less than that.
Yeah.
So it's not actually in the boonies. It's a very easy racetrack to get to, and... Let me tell you, folks.
Nah,
I tell you what,
for people who've never been to Columbia, I mean, we're surrounded by, you know, hay fields and cow pastures.
Yeah. It's a great. This is a great time, though, for people who've never been to that track to go see a big race because you're gonna have one hell
there.
Of a field of race car drivers up there, and even Bonehead, we're gonna get him to come all the way up there. So. You know, I mean, this is a great time to go to Columbia if it's going to be your first time.
We can put
Callister and I have the best memory of Columbia. I mean, the best part of it. I mean, when you're sitting in the grandstand and you know, the sun falls and the moon comes up and it rises over the trees behind the racetrack, I mean, there's no picture like it.
Hey, you know, and since you guys got a wall around there yet, there used to be nothing like seeing that whole setting that you said. And then a car jumping off the end of that thing into the woods.
Nobody winds up in the swamp anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I was thinking we could put some harnesses on those sheep and pull your car up there.
Listen,
to
clear this up, there's no sheep up there. Okay. You guys are terrible. Oh, man.
Jason's lost it here, Tim. We have to settle him down a second or two here.
Ain't going
to
happen
tonight.
You guys
started talking about sheep, and I got excited.
Oh, nuts. I'm not touching that.
Sounds like he grew up in the boonies, too.
Yeah, I did grow up in the boondocks.
But, you know, when we talked about this last week and the week before about me wanting to come to this race, and one of the reasons that I wanted to come to this race was because I knew that Bert Asselman would be at the racetrack, okay? I haven't seen him for probably 6 years.
Yeah.
One of the last times I saw him was shaking hands with him and taking a trophy from him for running in the Florida Pro Series, and I have that picture. So for me to come back there, now that he wasn't the owner, I knew he would be there for this race, and I wanted to see him. You know, it'd been a while since I've seen him, and we brought him up many times here in this show, speaking of different things, because me, it always rolls back to the Florida Pro Series, and that's what Bert was all about. I talked about it earlier. He was all about late models, all about Florida. If there's one thing I can say about Don Nerone and about Bert Asselman where they were really alike, their love for late model racing.
I love Bert myself, but my reason for going this weekend is to honor Cecil Williams and to show respect to Patrick and Erlene, and that's what I'm going to do.
And I wanted to come to win.
Well,
I got to get there first.
You got to get there first. You're the one with your whole house and your trailer.
I know. I was going to talk to Tim here and see if he had any ideas. Any of these rich guys that are down here south of me that are going to be driving right by that'll drag my car up there for me. so I don't have to carry it. Can you help me out, Tim? Can you help me out or what?
I'm sorry. I heard. Can you help me out, Tim? I hadn't heard myself.
Hey, usually when a racer says that, you close your ears.
Yeah, man, I didn't even ask
it's
for
like,
any money.
Oh, boy, here we go again. Here comes another one.
Well, I'd like to welcome you all to the Rob Elting Show, sponsored by Real Racing USA. Inside Florida Racing.
Hey, let's talk about Superfan Wicks. We'll talk about that later. While we got Tim on, let's let him finish up with, after the parade, Tim, what is going to go on then?
After the parade, we're going back to the racetrack, and we're going to put on one hell of a race.
So you're going to do that all in the same day?
Absolutely. We'll be done with the parade at 1 o'clock. They'll start taking it at 2 o'clock, and it'll roll from there.
All right.
You also said earlier that you guys are going to have a barbecue, too. When's that going to be going on?
That'll be on Friday night after practice. We're going to practice from 6. We're actually doing some guys are showing cars around Lake City from noon to 6 on Friday afternoon. And then we'll have practice from 6 to 9. And after the 9 o'clock practice, we'll have the barbecue.
Tim, oh, don't you open your mouth, Rob.
Go ahead, super fan.
Tim, is there a place for people who might want to stay for the whole weekend up there? It's a long, long ride for some of us. Are there motels nearby, and do you allow camping on the premises?
You know, when you turn right off of 441, there's an Econolodge right there at the interstate exit. I apologize. I don't have the number memorized off the top of my head, but it's at exit 414 in Ellisville is the Econolodge.
Yeah, okay. And there's a fake Crackle Barrel there, and there's a fake Waffle House there too.
There's a Huddle House.
A Huddle House and a.
And do you have a place for people with campers? Are they allowed to camp
what?
Free? Campers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the camp is free.
Yeah, he's got plenty of
there's
room.
There's lots of room.
There's lots of room.
He wasn't kidding when he's right, Tim. You're not kidding when you say you're really surrounded by fields and that's it.
Tim,
well,
I hope
there's
you take
a lot
care
of people like me who have never been there and don't know.
Now, Tim, listen. You need to make sure, okay, that the super fan Carol Wicks here.
I can't hear you.
Listen, the super fan Carol Wicks is coming to the race for sure, okay? She's going to find you. And when she finds you and shakes your hand and says, I'm Carol Superfan Wicks, make sure that you give her the Royal Lake City treatment, okay? The Booney treatment, if you know what I mean.
Just take her out back in the back 40 and park her right between a couple of the sheep.
If I see one that looks like you, I'll say hi.
Oh, now, you're going to take care of her, right, Tim?
Absolutely.
All right, because she's never been there before, and I've been telling her she's going to see a heck of a late model race there for sure. And your other classes. Tell us about your other classes that are going to be there, please.
We've got our pure stock class, which is probably our, participation-wise, it's probably our biggest class. We've got our Hornet, which is, again, that's probably 15 or 20 Hornets going out there. They all want to be a part of this show. We got our V8 Bombers, and we've got Southern Welterweights, which is, the same thing, but just a different group of TQ late models.
I just pulled up the website and I was looking at that. What are the Hornets? What kind of class is that?
Four-cylinder front-wheel drive bombers.
All right. And so the welterweights are just regular bombers?
No. The Southern welterweights are, like I said, just a different group, but pretty much the same thing as a TQ late model.
All right. Cool. Yeah, it's just like nowadays so many different tracks have so many different names for their classes and stuff. I hadn't seen those ones yet. So that's
right.
Pretty cool. Cool. Good deal.
That's pretty much a group of them that are from this area.
Uh-huh.
They're a Christian-based group. They come out, they put on a pretty good show for us.
Well, cool. Good deal. You guys have definitely got the whole weekend lined up for the 25th. I'm going through the website right now. And
I can tell you what, guys. You're going to see guys in cars that you just hadn't seen. There's modified drivers getting into the late models. If nothing else, we're going to have a very unique field.
I think it's going to be huge.
I'm not dropping names on this. I don't know what it's about. We ain't putting names out there until they show up and pull in the pit.
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge. I think you're going to see a lot of late model drivers there, like you said, that haven't been together in a while racing.
You're going to see the Pro Cup guys come back into late models for this race just to get of it.
Awesome.
How many cars are you going to run?
It grows every.
Hey, Tim. Hello, you there?
I think we lost him.
Tim, you there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. We thought we lost you.
How many cars are you going to run?
How many can start?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many cars are you going to start?
Man, I'm going to cringe when I'm going to say it, but 32 can start.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. Okay, we've got to get going here. Appreciate you calling in or being on the show with us. Really appreciate it, Tim. And, hey, take care and give word to Leala when you talk to her that old Bonehead was really saddened by what he heard.
I will do that. I appreciate everything.
Thank you.
Everybody on Saturday. You know, just be careful coming up, and we'll see you when you get there.
Thank you very much, Tim. Have a good night, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thank you all.
Tim Lake, general manager of Columbia Motorsports Park. Going to, let's see, I'm looking around. We going to take a break? Yep, there's the music. Grizzly Adams queuing it up. We'll be right back. It's Inside Florida Race.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion, to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today, 5starbodies.com.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA. When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brake Man. The Brake Man has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brake Man are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
Race fans, Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Daryl Shelnut, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drani, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap Cecil Williams Memorial 100 at Columbia Motorsports Park. August the 25th. Columbia Motorsports Park is located just off I-75 on exit 414 on Highway 41 in Lake City, Florida.
Good Monday evening. Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing.
Good.
Was that your Nextel over there making that?
No, that was me going.
Listen, guys, we have somebody really awesome on the phone line right now, Patrick Williams. How you doing, Patrick?
Patrick, can you hear us? Hello, Patrick. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hello, there he is.
Hello.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. Jack turned your volume down so we couldn't hear you.
Okay. He didn't want to listen to me either.
Patrick, you're on the air with Carol and Rob Elting here and Jason Beckner, Racing Jason. Patrick, how old are you now?
I'll be 34 in about 2 weeks.
34.
Oh, wow, you're a babe.
you know what? You just made Rob feel really, really old.
Well, I remember.
Hey, I remember Rob racing a long time ago, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, well, you know, it gives me some credibility, but they're learning more and more, Patrick, that, you know, what I'm telling them is the truth and that I've been around racing for a while. And I remember when I was talking about it, you know, back in Bronson when you were racing in Bronson when
Hello.
You were young.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you barely, but I can hear you.
Okay.
We're going to choke Jack. Hold on 1 second.
Stop. Don't hit me.
Okay. All right. Now.
I don't know what's in the air here, Patrick, but these people are acting really strange.
So, we're Patrick, here to, talk
on,
about.
Shut up. I'm talking. Oh.
But they can't ever hear you.
Patrick, can you hear me, hon?
Yes, ma'am.
We are here to honor your father, the late, great Cecil Williams. We'd love to hear some stories about how it was growing up having Cecil for your dad.
Well, I tell you, you know, he taught me a lot. And a lot of stuff he taught me I don't think we can talk about on the air. But
that's the stuff I wanted to hear.
Anybody that knew my dad knows he was hard-headed, but, I mean, you know, I'm kind of the same way, so I can't say a whole lot. And, you know, I mean, he was always in a good mood, always had a smile on his face, you know. I mean, of course, just like any other father-son combination, we didn't always see eye to eye, but I guess that's part of it, you know. Always wanted to help somebody. And I used to get on him sometimes because I thought people were taking advantage of him. He just wanted to help too much sometimes, you know. And that's kind of how this deal kind of come about with this race. I mean, you know, we're kind of billing it as a race for the racer, by the racer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, I mean, he was just, of course, you know, like any son that grows up a little bit, the older you get, the smarter your parents get, of course.
you know, oh, that's a good saying.
It's about the truth, you know. You always think when you're a teenager, you think you know everything until you learn you don't. And then you realize how dumb you really were at the time. But
Patrick, that is so true. I'm 34, too, and I know exactly where you're coming from. But go ahead, brother.
You know, and I don't know, you know, I guess I wasn't really big on pushing this when they first started talking about it, but you know, the more I thought about it, the more I thought of, you know, cause my dad, he raced long ago, and I used to work for a guy that used to race with my dad, and he said, you always knew when my dad was behind him, and I said, well, how's that? He said, cause you got run into. He used to get on me all the time cause I wasn't ever rough enough for him, you know, in a race car, and I think I kind of passed that point and got to where I was rough enough for him, and then I kind of had to back myself up. You know, I was having to pay my own bills at the time. And kind of hard to pay your bills when you're knocking the nose and the front fenders and everything off every week, as Rob Elting knows all about.
Yeah, so, I hear you. There's no doubt.
You know, but, I mean, the biggest thing with this race is, I mean, I want it to be special like any son would want a race to honor his dad, but he'd want it to be special, you know. But I want it to be a good time, and we got a lot of stuff planned. We got a lot of things going on with it. You know, we got stuff planned for the kids, and, you know, and I want it to be a good deal, and I want somebody to walk out there with a good chunk of change in their pocket, you know.
Well, I can almost guarantee that it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of people putting their heart and souls into this, and I know old Cecil's looking down here having a good time now.
You know, I told the day my dad died, you know, of course, you know, everybody goes through it, and, you know, not that I want anybody to feel sorry for me, but, you know, we were sitting around the house there that day, and there were people in and out, of course, and I told somebody, I said, boy, don't know somebody's catching them upstairs right now, because that's kind of the way he was. Somebody was always.
You're breaking up real bad. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
It ought to come back in just a second.
There you are. You're good.
There
now.
You are.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear
sure
you.
Can.
I wish you could make that same point you just made Because we didn't get
it. Yeah, we missed
all.
It.
No. Hello. Are you there?
Patrick?
Hello.
Hey, Patrick.
Hey, you got a little cell phone, don't you?
Patrick, is your mom there?
Is that it? Are you in Nextel hell?
Yes, yes. He's in Lake City.
That's all right.
Well, I'm in Williston, but I guess it's about as bad.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's like we were just talking to Tim Lake, and he was talking about Bonehead was talking about the track being out in the sticks and everything. Growing up, I mean, you know, your dad was a racer and a race fan, and it was mentioned, you know, that his heroes were race car drivers. Can you remember your first experience or probably your favorite experience with you and your dad at the track? Hello, Patrick. He's breaking up real bad. Patrick.
How about
Erlene, can
yes.
Are there.
Hi, there you are.
We
welcome
lost
to the show.
Thank you.
I'm glad you said something before Jack just totally chokes Carol. So I guess he's just on a bad line. We didn't realize, Jack, that you had both of them on two different lines there, sir. We're sorry. We're sorry for giving you
we're
such
sorry,
a
We're sorry, Jack.
Erlene.
You know you're looking like Grizzly Adams.
You know, I want to tell my personal Cecil story, can I? Can I tell it one time when I met him was at Bronson Speedway, and all he wanted to know was, tell me how you got the nickname Bonehead. I remember he couldn't get over the fact that I had a nickname like Bonehead, had me explain what it was all about. Everybody knows that it's just because I'm an idiot.
Erlene, I know you're having a tough time with this. I lost my husband, so I know the pain that comes with losing your other half, actually. And I'm also sure that you've got a lot of wonderful memories. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't know what's wrong with this place tonight, but everything's going crazy, including my phone. How was it going to races every week and then now your son's racing. Help me out here, because
I think I know what Carol's getting at, Erlene. But I mean, that was almost your guys' life. You were at the track almost every weekend of your life. I mean, you know, what was that like? I mean, being out there with him.
Well, we had, you know, ever since we had been married, he raced early on. And then as the kids started growing up, our oldest son raced for a little while. And then our nephew, Kevin Durden, races. And then Patrick came along. And racing is a big part of our life. I've actually been a scorer for over 30 years.
Oh, goodness.
At several different tracks. So I'm still going to the racetrack every week. It's really different without him there. You know, when we went back to Columbia, where he was the pace truck driver, we got rained out for 4 weeks in a row. And it was like, this do not want us to race anymore.
That's funny. I mean, has it been almost therapeutic, or has it been difficult going back to the tracks?
Well, some aspects it has helped to be around all the people that support us. But in other ways, it is hard because you look at the pace truck and you expect him to be there.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm there to support Patrick and, you know, do what we have to do. And Cecil would have wanted us to continue.
Erlene, I apologize for acting all goofy before, but between the phone lines and some, I just got really nervous and lost control here.
That's fine.
What it is, it's Patrick trying to call back in. That's
we are all here to support you and Patrick. I wasn't aware that Kevin was a relative.
Yes, he's my nephew.
And he reminds me so much of your family. I always thought about that, but I never really knew the connection.
Well, if you listen to him and to Patrick on the telephone, you have a hard time telling.
You think it's the same person.
Uh-huh.
Erlene, I'm going to apologize for Carol, too, because you know, you've been around racing all your life. I'd have to say being in the studio tonight's kind of like full moon racing at a Saturday night track.
Well, it was definitely that this last past Saturday night.
Erlene, I mean, you met Cecil at the races? I mean, is that where you guys met?
No, actually, we met on a blind date.
Oh, well, now this gets interesting. We got to hear about it.
Well, I mean, you know, it was just I was introduced to him by somebody else, and we had been married almost 37 years.
Wow.
So at the time, were you working at a track and he was also racing or what was it?
Well, he had raced some. He wasn't racing at the time, but then he got back into it. And then a friend of mine was scoring and she needed help, so I started helping her and, you know, there it goes.
Well, that's too cool because, you know, I mean, both of you with the passion for racing and then not even meeting at the racetrack. That's pretty,
right.
That's a match right there.
I know. I lost my husband several years ago, and I wasn't involved with racing at the time. But I think if I had been, it would have been a whole lot easier for me because people just pull together, and it's like a huge family that gives you so much support.
Yes, it is. And if you're not a member of the racing community, you don't understand.
Nobody does.
You know, how much it really, really means.
I know. Patrick said that all the guys that called him, it just meant so much to him.
We're going to be talking with Patrick again, too. He'll be home in about 5 minutes, and he'll be on the landline, and we'll take a break then and hook him back up with us. But go ahead, Carol.
He called me a goat head. Did you hear him?
That falls in line with the sheep earlier.
Oh, no.
We've had a crazy night here tonight, Erlene.
Erlene, you and Cecil have spent many, many Saturday nights or Friday nights at the races or together over the years. What is probably your most fondest racing memory of being at the races with Cecil?
Well, like Tim said earlier, Cecil always, according to him, knew a better way to do everything. So, you know, with the boys racing, it was always very interesting. You never knew what to expect.
What was it like if one of the boys won and Cecil was there? I mean, the first time that happened.
Oh, of course, he was just, you know, on top of the moon.
What was it like when they hit the wall?
Well,
in a car he worked on.
They heard about that, too.
I bet that'd be interesting reading.
I know what it was like whenever I wrecked one of my dad's cars. It wasn't pretty the rest of the week working on the car.
Well, and we even went through a time when our oldest son and Patrick and Kevin all raced in the same class.
Oh, wow.
And that got very tense at times.
What was that, in the modifieds?
No, actually, they were running street stock at the time.
Oof.
I remember when Patrick was running modifieds, he used to get pretty fired up every now and then, and he'd get out of that car with them races in Lake City, and he'd get out of that car all hot and sweaty. His eyes looked like they were going to pop out. He was so mad. But, you know, that was Lake City's modified races. You know how those used to be in when he started racing there.
Right.
Crazy.
Very crazy.
They'd throw up $1,000 to win, and those guys would go out there and try to kill themselves on the first lap.
Erlene, have you ever raced a car?
I drove one Powder Puff many, many years ago.
Ah, how'd you do?
I think I finished fourth.
Not bad.
It was fun, but, you know, not something I want to do every Saturday night. I'd rather be on the other side of the fence working. So,
where was that at?
Citrus County.
Citrus County, cool.
Yeah.
Little bull ring.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot where I was going to go with that. I was laughing too hard.
Look at that. He's speechless.
I am speechless. He's speechless. That doesn't happen very often. That's a good thing.
So
I savor the speechless moments.
So tell me, what are you going to be doing for the parade? What are you driving?
Nothing that I know of, but, you know, who knows what Patrick and Tim are getting me into.
I think the parade is going to be an exciting deal because something tells me that they haven't even checked this with the local law enforcement yet. They're just going to get in a big old line, and they're going to start driving and say, whatever happens, happens.
Actually, they have cleared it. We're working with the Chamber of Commerce in Lake City to put it together.
I'm sure that was pretty easy to put together there. They're probably pretty into it.
Well, you know... Go ahead, Carol.
I'm sorry. Are you going to continue having to do with the racing as far as scoring and doing different things?
Yes, I'll be scoring Saturday night.
Oh,
well, cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to meeting you and spending some time with you.
Yes, I will enjoy that. I'm going to have some help, so I will be, you know, a little freer than normal. So.
Now you need to enjoy that night. You need to enjoy it. You need to get some different scores up in there.
Yeah, put Carol to work.
Others that are coming to help. So.
Okay.
Yeah, put Carol to work. Let her do some scoring.
I do my scoring in the pit area.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Man, that was quick. Look at Jack.
Right. I'm just kidding, Erlene.
Erlene, she is not kidding. No. No, when you meet Carol's a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. Everybody loves her. She's the super fan Wicks.
That's right. Super fan. Super fan. We're going to get into that a little bit later where this is coming from. We just didn't make this super fan thing up now, did we?
Well, we need to find a way to keep Erlene busy with this racing so we can keep her happy and we can surround her with all the love and devotion she deserves.
Well, Erlene, if I can, I'm going to sure try to come see y'all this weekend and see if I can bring my car there and race. Been so long since
I've been.
It's
been a while since I've seen you, Rob.
Yes, I know.
How lucky can you get?
You know,
we went through lots with Florida Pro Series together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I've tried to explain this to these folks, and they don't really get it, what late model racing was in those days for all of us was a family-type deal. And, you know, like me and my dog that I used to bring and all that.
Oh, Erlene, so you know Bonehead.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I've known him a long time. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's terrible. You know, and I think back of, I was telling Jason and Carol during one of our breaks, talking about Pat Mitchum, the flag man that we had, you know, and what a terrible thing that was that happened. But, you know, it was such a family that the whole track series, everything, everybody together that, you know, and Patricia and her mom, they went right on and they continued to work there with the Florida Pro Series. And you guys all used to do a great job doing the scoring and stuff for that.
Well, thank you.
Keeping track of what was going on. Because I know it was tough, you know, and dealing with the personalities that, you know, that you guys used to have to deal with. Not me. I was just, you know, easy come, easy go.
Sure. But they all say that.
I was easy.
Yeah,
to
see, Erlene, and now you're having to deal with these other four personalities right now.
That's okay.
And well, just hang on. You're going to get to deal with this some more. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. Erlene, please don't go anywhere.
We're going to get Patrick with her.
Yeah, we're
going to
get Patrick back on the line. We're going to take a break, pay some more bills, and we'll be right back here talking about the Cecil Williams Memorial that coming up this weekend on Inside Florida Racing.
Sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. Power Masters pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XS Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. Power Master also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
Hello, I'm Frank Bartles, and this here's my partner, James Brown. As the weather starts getting
too hot,
we hope you will reach for one of these. New Ben James Brown Wine Cooler.
It tastes good.
They come in three funky flavors. Gravity Grape.
Get down.
Crime of Passion Fruit.
Woo, Timothy.
And my personal favorite, Papaya.
Papaya's got a brand new bag.
It'll get you off faster than a big city lawyer.
Woo!
And a single pack serves 6 to 10, just like James.
New Bartles and James Brown Wine Coolers. The cooler cooler, made in the cooler.
Now behind bars everywhere.
And thank you for your support.
Race fans, Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Darrell Shelnut, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drotty, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap feature event, the Cecil Williams Memorial 100. For more information, check out ColumbiaMotorsportsPark.com or call 352-804-0078. That's 352-804-0078. The Cecil Williams Memorial 100 at Columbia Motorsports Park, August the 25th. Columbia Motorsports Park is located just off I-75 on exit 414 on Highway 41 in Lake City, Florida.
Welcome back, everybody.
I was waiting for the hand signal. He just pointed at me.
Yeah, I thought you were going to give signals.
I just gave you a voice signal instead.
Look.
Jack, 24, 36, 72, start your engines.
And we are returning with Erlene and Patrick Williams. Welcome back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Patrick, I can hear you.
Jack's doing his job now, finally.
Okay, is everybody here? Can everybody hear each other now?
Erlene, you there?
Yeah.
Patrick, you there?
I'm here.
Jason, are you there?
Jason, are you there?
I'm not answering.
Okay, enough.
Now, let's get back into the race. Now that we got Patrick back on, now we can have both of them talk about the race, race itself. What's going on during the race? We found out what Mom's going to be doing. What are you going to be doing there, son?
I hope I'm going to be out front leading.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Now, how many cars you reckon are going to be there?
Well, I tell you, we were talking about it today, and we get 25, I'll be happy, and everything after that will be a plus, you know.
Yep.
I'd like to have 30, but, I mean, you know how it is. I mean.
It was kind of quick notice, and it happened at a time we didn't expect, and I think next year is going to be a blowout. I think next year you're going to have them lined up for a mile.
Next year?
This year.
What about this year?
No,
if we get 25, 30 cars, that's awesome. Man, that's good.
They're going to have a race. They're going to have a race. If 20 cars show up, they're going to have a race. But I think they're going to have 30 cars there.
Patrick.
I'm going to try to come, Patrick. I'm going to really work it. I'm going to really work it to try to get that 27 back there, try to keep you from winning.
Well, I'd sure like to see you there. I ain't seen you racing a long time, so.
Yeah, I moved actually to Charlotte County, so I'm stuck here, but like to come see you.
He gets to put up with me every weekend.
That's right. You know, and I tell you what, we got a bunch of good guys, good cars coming. I mean, we've got, you know how it is. I mean, we've had 30 guys tell us they're coming. You know, 30, 35, 40 guys. I've talked to so many people. I talked to Billy Bigley the other day, you know, and he's going to Bristol this week to run his Pro Cup car. And he said, you know, I'd love to, but it don't look like I'm going to be able to make it, but I'll try. And, you know, and I mean, like Carol said, it was such short notice that you try to do all you can, and you know, we've got all the laps sold, we've got a bunch of stuff going on, you know, lap 25, 50, 75, I'll pay $500 to lead those laps.
Yeah, Patrick, I was looking here, it's like $7,000 in lap money.
Well, we figured it up the other day. If you can lead the whole way and win it, I think it's like $10,050.
Wow,
man! Is there any lap money for the guy in last place?
Yeah.
I tell you what, this is for everybody out there listening to Inside Florida Racing right now. If you've got friends that drive late models, okay, you need to call them and tell them, say, hey, the Cecil Williams Memorial this weekend, okay, at Columbia Motorsports Park. You guys need to be there. You could, if you lead it flag to flag, you could win close to $10,000, maybe more. I mean, we were talking to Tim Lake earlier, Patrick, and we asked him, we were like, how many cars are you going to run? And he kind of said, he goes, you know what? He says, if we get them, he says, I'll run 32 cars.
They can run 32 there. I've been there in a 32-car race. They can do it.
Boy, that's going to be full.
The 200 lappers. You remember the 200 lappers? They'd have 32 of them show up.
I tell you what, if there's over 32 cars, okay?
Then what? What are you going to do?
I'm going to cry on Sunday because I would have called in sick.
If 20 cars have an exciting, good, clean, fun race, I'm going to be happy.
Patrick.
Right, Patrick? And
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Patrick.
We're going to have a good time one way or the other, and we're going to make Cecil proud.
Patrick, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Is the 520 still the gear to pull?
Is you going to be close? I think we were putting a 522 in mine today. So
okay.
I think it's going to be real close.
All right, man. That means the track ain't changed much. That sounds good, man. If I can find my way, I want to come there for sure. Jason's going to find me a way.
I think about the only thing that's changed since you've been there, Rob, they put a wall all the way
around. That's what I heard.
I'm still fond of, but, you know, it is what it is.
Patrick, you wouldn't misinform him, would you?
No, I would.
He's right. 522, that's what I'm going to run. I got a 486 rear, so that's what it is.
Patrick, I know you. When you get out in a car, you're in the race to win. You don't run for second. How important is it to win this race?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, just like James Powell trying to win the Powell Memorial. I mean, it'd mean the world to me, you know. But at the same time, I mean, I, you know, and we've all talked about this. I want this to be a good time. You know, I want it to be special. You know, and I can promise you something. If, you know, we get right down there to the end and I'm running second or third, I'm going to be doing all I can do to get there.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of good cars coming. You know, I talked to Dick Anderson the other day. You know, he said, he told me they were coming with Choquette driving. You know, I've heard Schofield's coming.
Oh, wow.
I know Rich Pratt's got his asphalt car back together. He's coming. I heard today that James Powell's going to be out of town, so he won't be there, but Brian Finney will be in the Silver 77.
Awesome.
Sweet.
I know Daryl Shelnut will be there. I've heard that Steve Doerr's coming. I'm not sure about that, but I have heard he's coming. I know Fane Skinner's coming. Jay Middleton's supposed to be there.
Michael
Falk will be there.
Michael?
Mike Falk.
Yes, Michael's coming from North Carolina to run this race.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course, I think we're going to have three or four of the local guys. We got two or three guys coming out of South Georgia to run with us.
57 will be there.
Dole Boatwright, yeah.
That's right. Dole Boatwright will be there.
I've heard Chad Pierce and a couple of the guys from the New Smyrna area are coming.
We're in the high teens already.
I mean, I talked to Billy Bigley, and we've tried to make contacts with everybody, you know. And like Carol said, it's such short notice that you do all you can. You know, the only thing that's against us, I think, that's close is Citrus County's racing. And we called them and talked to them, and they talked to their guys, and I think they had more guys that would have rather stayed there and raced just because it's a small racetrack, of course. And, you know, and I understand that. I really do.
I'll call Richie Anderson and Chris Turner.
Okay.
What tires are they running there?
We're going to be on Goodyears. It's not a Sunbelt race, but it's a fast car racetrack, so it's going to be Sunbelt rules.
Are those the yellow or white letter tires you guys are running?
The yellow letter tires, I believe it is.
Yellow.
You know, we're going to do 100 laps instead of 125. It's 400 to start, and it's 3,000 to win. Plus, lap 100 pays 500 extra to lead that lap, so it's really 3,500 to win.
Did you get the unlucky driver fund?
We've got $500 for fast time. We've got $500 for hard charger, and we do have money for the hard luck award, and we're still selling laps. And every lap we sell now goes toward the hard luck award.
See, Rob, you can still make some money.
Listen, and Patrick will tell you where Bonehead used to make his money is that hard charger. Because I was never a good qualifier, but buddy, let me tell you.
Somebody's got to pay for that U-Haul. He's bringing his car over there.
I'm telling you, I led 86 laps of a 125er up there.
Whoa.
And got a flat tire one time with all the big boys racing right behind me.
Man, what an all-star cast. I can hardly wait till Saturday.
I tell you what, Patrick, you got Carol all giddy.
Oh, heck yeah.
She's never been there before, Patrick, so she's going to see a race.
I've never been there, but I've been with all these guys at a whole bunch of different racetracks, and every race is...
Earlene, are you still there?
Yeah.
Earlene, I wanted to ask you something. I mean, you know Cecil more than anybody else. I mean, you know, we're when we talked to Tim, he was talking about the parade. He was talking about...
Hello.
What are you guys laughing at me for?
Nothing.
Over there? Okay. Anyway, you guys got the parade going. You've got the barbecue. And then you've got this. This is a big money race. What would Cecil be saying about it?
He would love every minute of it because he always wanted everything for the drivers, and that's the way this whole thing has been planned. And he liked to be the life of the party, so he would love it.
From the standpoint and looking at it, you know, as an outsider looking in, he is definitely the focal point of the whole weekend, because this is just, I mean, this is really amazing. I mean, I haven't seen a big money race like this in a long time.
That's because you're stuck here in Charlotte County.
Hello.
Oh, give me a break.
Patrick or Erling, one of you, go ahead and tell me again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, or just Friday and Saturday this is doing?
Right now, it's Friday and Saturday. However, if we should happen to have rain, Sunday is the rain out date.
Well, that sounds great. So practice on Friday night, right?
Friday night we have practice and the barbecue, and then Saturday we have the parade and the race.
Cool. And folks, know that there is plenty
of
places
to stay. Serious barbecue, trust me.
Yeah, always do. Always do at Lake City. Serious barbecue there for sure.
All right, Patrick, what are we having at the barbecue?
We're having chicken. I think we've got some pulled pork, some baked beans, coleslaw, and some cold beer.
How about those fried chicken wings?
He got me on the last one.
Do they still do the fried chicken wings up there?
No, we got a. I actually got a good friend of mine that's going to be doing rotisserie chicken.
All right.
Sweet. Well, save some of that for Saturday because me and Jack got a long ride up there.
You know, and I'll tell you, I just talked to the guy today, and we're planning on we're cooking for about 350 people. So,
ooh.
You know, I hope Friday night, I hope there's a bunch of people shows up for practice. And, you know, like I say, I want it to be special. I mean, I want everybody to have a good time. I want everybody to leave and want to mark it on their calendar for next year. You know, me and Tim have already talked about next year already. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and start working on that and try to find us a date where we don't have anything running against us. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, that's going to be a killer race.
Yep.
Any more surprises for this weekend that we don't know about yet? I know that a lot of the people on the Karnak message board are planning a big barbecue up there, too. And they have a whole area of space. These guys are making weird faces at me, Patrick. So if I act stupid, it's because they're making me stupid.
We really try to have a good time.
There's something in the water down here tonight, Patrick. I don't know what it is.
There's surprises. Eight stories up.
It's something in my
star
phone.
I've got a good friend that works for Simpson Race Products, and I talked to him today, and he's got us a Tony Stewart replica helmet that Tony Stewart autographed.
And a Tony Stewart lookalike that's going
to
come.
And you're giving it to me for being the super fan? Thank you, Patrick.
We're going to raffle it off. We're going to have sell tickets for like $2 a ticket. And every bit of the money from the helmet goes in the purse.
Wow.
So
all
you're right. Giving my helmet away already. Jeez.
Hey, Patrick.
Yep.
Patrick, what's the entry fee for the race?
$100.
Patrick, make that money for the helmet go to the 10th place guy.
Well,
what
we're probably going to do is the money from the helmet is gonna go in the purse and not on top.
It's I got
go down
it.
Down through the purse a little bit.
Well, I was going to say, since Tony Stewart, make it number 20. The 20th, the person that finishes in 20th spot gets the money.
And we've got a bunch of the little checkered flags to give to the kids for the autograph session. And, you know, we've got a bunch of different things going on. The, you know, it's just, and like I say, it's such short notice that I wanted to do so much more, and I keep thinking of things I wanted to do, and of course we all know how it is, and you know, and like I say, for next year I hope this is humongous for next year, you know. And
Patrick, we're going to make it humongous for next year, and I'm looking so forward to seeing you and your mom this weekend.
I think it's humongous this year, man. I know it's short notice, but I think everybody's going to be really surprised. But
I do too.
This is going to be a race they talk about for a while.
Patrick and Earlene, thank you so, so much for being... Oh, wait a minute. We got a hand risen here.
There is two other people over here, you know. Don't worry,
Patrick,
about him.
Patrick, real quick, yeah. you've been working your butt off on getting this together. I imagine, Earlene, you have been too. Anybody you guys want to thank that's helped get this put together for you in such a short amount of time?
You know, Tim Lake. I mean, he's done a heck of a good job. And for another friend of mine, Billy Register, has helped out a lot. I'd like to thank Gator Textbooks out of Gainesville. They've donated the Fast Time Award. Phase 2 Sign Supplies out of Raleigh, North Carolina. They've donated a bunch of stuff for it. You know, and just, I mean, it's of course, there's too many to list everybody that's helped. But, I mean, you know, everybody that donates makes it such a big deal. You know, and I really want it to be good. I want everybody to have fun, and I mean, I want to wake that place up. You know, I'd like to see this be the shot in the arm Lake City needs to really get back on its feet and get going. You know, and like I say, we're gonna make this deal work, and you know, when we're done, I mean, I want everybody to mark it on the calendar for next year and go ahead and start shooting for it right then.
Well, you put my name on top of the list because I'm gonna be there.
And I appreciate it. And I hope we put on a good show for you, you know.
And I hope you give me that hat.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, Patrick, put that helmet under lock and key. Carol Wicks, the super fan, is probably the biggest Tony Stewart fan in the world. She's going to be up there drooling
all over
it. I told
you about calling me the biggest. You call me the most avid.
Hey, Patrick, good luck this weekend. If I don't get to come see you, you know, I'm going to work, try to. I'm trying to move. I'm going through all kinds of stuff, but I'd love to come race in it. If I don't see you, good luck. I hope you win it. There's always next year.
Oh, yeah. I guarantee you, ain't nobody going to win it easily. I can promise you that.
Well, Bonehead, I think you ought to go whether you have a car or not. You should just go there just because. I don't have a race car. I'm not racing, but I'm going.
If I go, there will be a car towing behind me, okay, I guarantee you.
Well, Erlene and Patrick, thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday, and we're going to get Scott McAllister on here, and we got Tim Russell and my buddy, Mr. Powell.
And I really appreciate everything y'all have done, and I'd like to send out a personal invitation to everybody that wants to come, and I really wish you'd come, and it's going to be a good time and a heck of a good race, I hope.
Well, thank you for the invite, and thank you for everything. And if there's anything we can do, give me a shout.
Erlene, see you later, Erlene.
Good night, Erlene. Thank you.
Thank you, and looking forward to seeing you Saturday.
Yes, right. I am too. Night, Patrick.
Good night.
Good night.
Too cool. Only $100. Only $100 entry fee. That's low dough right
Don't
there,
say
man.
That too loud. You're going to make some other people mad.
I can
get
hardly.
Over it. Get over
Who cares?
It.
I'm really looking forward to this in a big way.
Hey, you ready?
It's going to be a good race. It really is. You're going to really see a good race. I really think so.
Well, I watch these guys race super late model races, and it is. It's always good.
The racetrack, when you see it, you're going to say, you know what? That's a nice surface right there.
Yep, absolutely.
Well,
that's
I'll get
nice
down
surface.
And kiss the ground at races.
And you're
on.
Probably going to say, damn, there's some good looking fellas around here.
Real Racing USA.
O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane. Only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.
PowerMaster is your ASA series sponsor for the XS Power Batteries. PowerMaster is pleased to announce the introduction of the XS Power series of batteries. XX Power Batteries for racing applications and batteries for your car audio application. 12-volt batteries for street machines, street rods, off-road vehicles, and even motorcycles. XS Power Batteries means 30% more power and no battery spilling. PowerMaster also carries your starters and alternators. Visit us on the web at www.powermastermotorsports.com.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman on the web at thebrakeman.com.
Welcome back to Inside Florida Racing. I believe we have... Are we on live? Turn the music off.
Scott McAllister! And we're talking to the announcer of Columbia Motorsports Park, Scott McAllister. Hello.
Hey, Scott, you there?
There, and there's Carol, and there's Grizz.
There's Grizz. That's
Grizz.
Funny. Hey,
the Grizz, Grizzly.
The Grizzly messed up again. He messed up again. We're sitting there trying to talk to you, and he had the volume pulled all the way down.
You know why it's grizzly, right? Because I'm in here with a zoo full of animals.
Because he's
your farm, buddy.
Lions, tigers, and bears.
He's got sheep hair on his lap.
Come on.
Okay, Mr. Excitement, tell us about Saturday. What's going down?
You got exactly 5 minutes. Hit it.
I asked Tim what the capacity was there at Lake City, and I think he said something like 2,200. So I'm telling you, you better get there early. I know these guys are being conservative, but believe me, I'm telling you, get there early, because I got a feeling it's going to be a packed house, both in and out of the pit.
I think you're right. I'm sure happy to be a VIP, right?
Come on, man. That's really great down there. They have like built-in stadium seating around there. It's a great track. And Rob will tell you, man, it's a great place to go watch a race at.
They dug the grandstands out of the hill. Bobby Deal needs to look at what they did with the hill over there. They dug the grandstands into the hill, if that makes sense.
Can you see that? Yeah, I know. I'm in the process of working on that.
It's pretty cool. But it allows more people to be able to sit.
It is really cool up there. Especially like Rob said, when the moon comes up over the back straightaway, it is a cool setting out there. So it's really, really nice.
So you're excited, I'm sure, man. You've got all kinds of things to talk about on those 2 days. You'll probably be talking all during practice and everything, won't you?
I'm going to be jacked. I'm jacked up now, man. I've been pretty pumped about this. I would say for the past couple, 3 weeks, ever since Patrick started talking about it, Patrick and Tim, and they've really done a great job on this. It's been Patrick and Tim that have done so much of this, and they put their own time into it. And, yeah, man, we're going to have a great time, and that's what we're here to do. Like I said, we're here, as Cecil would say, he'd say, get your butt out there and race, and that's what we're going to do out there. So it's just going to be fun, yeah. I'll be screaming the whole time, man. We're going to have a lot of great people there, and thank goodness there'll be some other people there because I'll probably wear my voice out.
They did this so fast, I can't believe how they pulled this together in such a short time.
Well, you know, that comes from being like, just like Cecil. You know, he got his mind set on something. He was going to get it done, and Patrick's the same way. You know, he and Erlene both, they just have that same mentality of once they get their mind on something, they're just not going to be, they're not going to be denied. And they just worked and worked, and they have made this. I'm telling you, like I say, get there early because there are going to be some, like I said, the stands will be packed. There's no inside parking. You can't park inside the pits this week, so I'm trying to tell everybody about that. There's no inside parking in the pits. They're going to be packed. So get there early, please, because I got a feeling we're going to be turning people away. I really, really do. That's how packed it's going to be.
You turn me away and give my helmet to somebody else, you're going to be in serious trouble.
Y'all come on down. Make sure you're there early. That's what I'm telling everybody. Please, get there early.
Carol will have to sit out in the parking lot with the laptop and listen to the race on the internet as Scotty Mack broadcasts it out there.
When donkeys fly, I'll call Patrick. He'll come out and get me.
Right, Scott?
Yes. Well, we'll definitely get you guys in. That's for sure. You know, y'all get the VIP treatment. But, you know, I think that is a cool thing that other people that don't get a chance to make it to the race are going to be able to hear this live on the internet. This is just so big for everybody, not only Cecil Williams, but the people that go to Lake City, just like Cecil did each and every week. You know, I first met Cecil, and just like Rob was talking about earlier, over at Bronson Motor Speedway. That's the first time I met him, and to be honest with you, it was kind of ironic because the first time I ever met Art Ashelman was at Bronson Motor Speedway when he brought around the Florida Pro Series. And I never will forget how in awe I was of their entire thing and how it went down and how they handled it. And, of course, my thoughts and prayers go out to those guys. But it should be a great race, and we're looking to forward to a great time.
Hey, Scott, what is your guesstimation for this weekend on cars?
I would, I'm saying that there's going to be over 25 cars there. I'm saying that it'll be 25 to 30, and there could be 35, if people show, if everybody shows up. I mean, we've got people bringing some, cars out of the mothballs that want to be involved in this, and we have people, David Hodges is going to come down, so that's one that's going to be there, and Kurt Jett's going to be there. You know, he's one of the, regulars that we have there, so we're going to have all the regulars there, and then we got to figure there's 10 or 12 of those guys, I think, that will come. J.F. McClellan's going to be there. Patrick's going to be there. Timmy Russell hopefully going to be there.
Patrick said Michael Falk's coming down. Is Pops coming with him?
Michael Falk, I think, is going to be down. I think Lee may come down. Lee and Ann B., his wife, may be coming down. So,
Ooh-wee.
It's going to be a really big reunion, and I just want everybody to know that after what's happened to both Bert and Cecil, that it's just really important to take kind of look at your life and make sure you live every second as hard as you can, because that's exactly what these guys did. They lived every second of their life, and they're still doing it. Bert's still doing it, and we expect him to, I fully expect him at this time, when times are the darkest, to have him get up, and I have all the faith in the world that that will happen, and that he will get out of there, and he'll come back home, and who knows, maybe he'll there's no telling. Like you said, miracles happen. So we'll see what happens there. But, it's just we're looking forward to a really good time there. And then going downtown for the parade or the procession, as you said, I think that would be really cool too. So just trying to get everybody involved. And I'm looking for about 30 cars, I would say.
Scotty, you've been announcing up there. I mean, you've announced up there many times before, but lately you've been up there every night. What, lay out how the racing works at that track. What's it like when these late models get out on that track? For people, there's a lot of people that are thinking about coming up to this one, and this is one they really need to take. I've said, if you're going to make one of these times you're going to have to make your first trip to Columbia, this is the time. What's the racing like there at Columbia Motorsports Park?
This really is the time. There's no doubt about it. And the cool thing about Columbia Motorsports Park is the outside groove. It gets really, really slick, and passing is really, really hard to do. But you will see. I mean, they'll be doing it from the very, very beginning of the race. It's not a follow the leader kind of racetrack. They'll be getting after it from the very, very beginning, and that's what you're going to see out there. Is a lot of side by side action. I don't care what those drivers say about, you know, you can't win it on lap one, and, you know, you can only win it if you finish and that kind of thing. Brother, they're going to be going at it from lap one. You can best believe it. They'll all be friends before that race starts, but as soon as they put the helmet on, strap themselves in, they're going to be going at it.
I know you're a married man, but you're getting me excited.
Strap in!
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. I'm excited about it. Wait till you see Tommy Cope back out there. You know, wait till you see those guys that you haven't seen at that track in a long time. And that's what I really want to tell people is that Tim Lake, this past week, we had 85 cars in the pit. And, you know, for a place like Lake City, that's a big task for him. And I tip my hat to Tim. And I think he's done a fantastic job with limited resources. And I think he's done about as hard as you can work up there. He's done a great job. But, yeah, the racing is going to be good. If you've ever thought about coming to Columbia Motorsports Park, it's right off the interstate. It is so easy to get to. You turn right off the interstate. You go down one little paved road, and you're right there at the track. You're in and out. It's just the seating. You know, you're right there on top of the action where it all goes on. It's a great place to watch a race. And Rob will tell you, he's been there before. It's side by side action. You're right there on top of it, and they're going to go at it all night long. And it's just there's going to be a lot of great racers there, and. You know, we're hoping to have some guest appearances by some people that perhaps, you know, are really going to bring in a lot of people. So there's just going to be a lot of a great action going on there. And it's like you said, if you're considering going to a race and you haven't been to a race all year, or if you've been racing and you've thought about going to Lake City, please come to Lake City this weekend. You will kick. You are buddies worth. My only thing is come early. Come early.
I tell you what, Scott, I can tell you've been pumped up about it as an announcer. I'm always pumped up about doing the big races, and this is probably the biggest thing in Florida going on this weekend. If you're not there, you're in the wrong place. So
be there or be square.
If you thought about, you know, blowing Bristol, you know, about Bristol, TiVo that thing, DV, you know, you can record it, TiVo it, whatever you need to do. You can come home and race it. You can come home and watch it. Everybody else took this weekend off because of Bristol. Tim Lake took Bristol on, brother, and believe me, this weekend, that place will be packed, Bristol or not. It will be packed.
Good deal. Support your local racetrack, Columbia Motorsports Park.
Come on.
Scott McAllister going to be up there in full effect. Thank you so much, Scott, for coming on tonight with us, and look forward to listening to you on the internet live this weekend.
Hey, Scott, be careful. Don't lose your voice now before the big day.
It's never, believe me, that's not even a possibility. That's going to happen, man. That's going to happen. Probably happen Wednesday.
Hey, and don't lose my helmet.
Don't lose your helmet. Smoke helmet. Hey, take it easy, Scott. We got to go, buddy.
Rob, thanks, guys. Y'all guys have a good one.
Take care, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. See you Saturday.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm excited for everybody. I'm excited for you, Carol.
I'm excited for me.
I tell you what, I'm going to keep tuned in Saturday night. I got the computer right there next to me. And when it gets ready for the start of the race, depending on where we're at when we're our program, I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to push the volume knob up, and we'll listen to the first few laps being broadcast live from the Columbia Motorsports Park, live over the PA system at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park.
Beautiful. How long does it take to get up there from here? About 4 or 5 hours, isn't
it?
No.
It won't take you that long. Uh-uh.
What?
It's still Lake City, right?
It's Lake City. It's 100.
That's above
Gainesville. It's 230 miles from here.
So it's at least 4 hours.
How? Yeah. What, you don't go 80?
I ain't driving.
It's 3 hours away.
Okay, if you're driving with Grizzly Adams over there, you're going to make it in an hour.
Oh, no, we're not.
Now, for me, if I pull a trailer there, yeah, it'd probably take about 3.5 hours to get there. We'll have to see. Hmm. Boy, it's going to be rough.
Takes me 3 hours to get to Ocala almost, 2.5 hours.
You know, you got to, are you pedaling?
No, I don't pedal.
Is that Fred Flintstone mobile? Let me see the bottom of those feet. Okay, we got more guests coming up. You know, let's talk about the Superfan Wicks real quick.
We're still looking for Wicks with Tim Russell. Yeah. And
As you would say, can you shut up for a second?
Hang on, wait, let me see that real quick. I got to read, I've got to read the first paragraph of this. Saturday, August 18th, 2007, now the Charlotte Sun. Superfan Wicks loves to keep track. Okay? By Claude Lewis from The Sun. And the opening paragraph reads this. She is the unofficial first lady of Florida short track racing. At any given race, she can be found hugging drivers, crew members, track officials, and other fans in every turn. Now, to me, I would be contacting the sheriff's department if somebody did that.
Super fan.
Okay. Now, we will come back to that. And we're also, later on the show, we're going to have James Powell III on. But right now, welcome to Inside Florida Racing, Tim Russell.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're having a ball here tonight.
We've lost our mind here tonight.
We're really looking forward to that race Saturday night. Oh, my goodness.
So are you going, Tim?
Oh, yeah, we're going. We're bringing two cars, and Patrick's going to be driving one of my other cars like he was at the Powell Memorial. So we're going to be going full steam ahead and trying to finish 1-2. At the Powell Memorial, we finished second and third, so we're going to try to better that and try to win this race for Patrick and his family.
And you guys are loaded for bear then.
Oh, yeah.
I called Patrick last week, and I said, Patrick, this show is going to be devoted to you and your family in memory of your dad. Is there anybody special that you'd like to have on? And I know Patrick has a lot of friends, but he particularly asked for you and James Powell for this show, so you must be really tight.
Oh, yeah, we became very tight over the past year and a half, so... I mean, he's helped me a ton, and I've helped him out a ton, and just with the tragedy that happened, we all grew a lot closer, you know. Like I said, we're going to go out and try to win this for him and his family.
How old are you now, Tim?
I just turned 24.
24 now?
24?
How long have you been racing the cars?
Cars, I've only been racing for 4 years. I've been racing since about 12 years now. So.
Motorcycles?
I raced quarter midgets, and then... moved on up from that into the street stocks and then into the late models, and then I ran some ASA and then now the super late models and ARCA.
So Tim, you've had some good knowledge behind you that has been giving you information as you go, and your father, you know, a good mentor. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, it's definitely neat, you know, to go back and talk to him during at night times about past racing experience he's had. And I'm trying to, you know, he's won a ton of super late model races in the state, about every big one there is to have except the Snowball Derby. So it's neat to try to, you know, I'm kind of making my own path now and winning a few of the big races so far. So pretty neat. And I want to go out and try to win the Governor's Cup this year. And that's a race our team has won 4 times. So it'd be neat to bring that one back to our team.
Yeah, well, it's always great to have a mentor, especially when he's your father, you know, where you can go and ask some of those questions. No doubt he's been down every racetrack that you're going to be racing on and have been racing on. So even though things have changed a little bit with the cars, something that hasn't changed is the tracks. They're still round, and they still have these particular corners. And any information you get in there, I'm sure, helps you out. So talk about your accolades that
you've got. I was just going to ask you, where are you in the point standing now, Tim?
We're in first in the Sunbelt points and first in the Bright House points and then second in the Triple Crown points.
You've had one heck of a year.
Oh, I can't ask for nothing better. I mean, we've been on a tear lately. I think the last 6 races we finished third or better. So we had the big win at Lakeland a couple weeks ago. So we can't ask for nothing else. And trying to go out there and run good every week and just, you know, try to stay in the top five. And if you're in the top five toward the end of the race, you definitely have a shot at the win.
You know, Tim, Patrick wanted you to be on the show with us tonight also. Tell us a little bit how you got hooked up with Patrick. I mean, you guys are really good friends. You guys have been racing against each other for a while. How did you guys get hooked up?
Actually, a couple of years ago when I turned a late model, a couple of the guys on my teams have been friends with Kevin Durden and Billy Register and all them. And we got hooked up with Patrick. He started decaling our late models, and then we've just been becoming good friends since then. And he spotted for me a few times last year, and then most of this year he's been spotting for me. And then he got me back in January to go run a hobby stock at Volusia. I've never been on dirt in my life, and that was the first time. And I thank him a lot for that because it's helped pay off a bunch this year. We went there in the hobby stock, and I started 27th in the main feature. I made the A main. There was like 60 cars there, and we were fortunate enough to make the A main and started 27th, and I got all the way up to second, and or third, and was passing for second. And the guy kind of cut me off, and we got together, and I got sent to the rear, and then I worked my way all the way back up to fourth. So it was pretty neat. And Patrick's just been a big influence on me, getting up on the wheel and going after it. And he's an amazing friend, and I'm glad to be around him. And this is kind of a way for our team and family to pay him back. We let him run the Powell Memorial, and then we're letting him run this race, and he's going to be running a couple other races for us later in the year probably.
Man, that is a good friend. I don't think I've ever had a friend let me drive their late model. Rob, can I drive yours?
Somebody's got to drive his.
I've never had a friend that did that either, but you guys are good friends for sure. You know, we didn't give Patrick the props on his graphics company, Doughboy Graphics, correct?
Yes, sir.
Doughboy Graphics.
Man,
that's who
I
that
love
is.
That.
Yeah, it's a great one.
That
you know,
was
it's
my
been
nickname
around for
in
a
high school.
It's probably his nickname, too, for a while. I'm sure that's where that all came from.
I think that's what people call me behind my back now, Dough Girl.
That's terrible. Well, Tim, I know I'm fired up about this race that's going to happen, you know, and I hope, you know, everybody has a, what is the air come on now,
I think the air's coming on.
Yeah, we've been sweating to death in here. I think it's going to be a good race. A lot of people are going to show up and, you know, maybe it will be you two,
oh
one and two.
Oh, my gosh.
You never
Wait
know.
A minute.
You
Hold
know,
it.
Cecil would love to win that, I'm sure.
Definitely. Yeah, it'll be big if it happens. Tim. Patrick was at our shop all day today working with us and getting his car ready, and we were talking about how many cars we're thinking, and we're hoping for at least, so.
I just.
A good field of cars.
I've got to explain. I mean, this is internet radio, so it's radio. Nobody can see what's going on, but this is just hilarious, Tim. I mean, you being a race car driver, you'll get a kick out of this. Jack just walked into the room
with
to
a
check,
gun,
to
pyrometer,
check the, just a tire temperature gauge,
a pyrometer
to check the temperature of the room.
What is it, like 90 in here?
I use this all the time. I use this to check the temperature at the aquarium. I mean, yeah, his neck's 95 degrees.
Jesus, I'm dying. You know, we're eight stories up in the air in Northport here, and it's really hot up here.
Hey, somebody, Linda just asked me about that eight stories up Twin Towers. How did that start?
Well, how did that start? Did you notice the stairs that you have to walk up every time that you get here?
Oh, one of them, yeah.
Anyway, Tim, since they're talking amongst themselves, I'm going to talk to you a little bit. This weekend, I mean, you know, nothing else racing in the state of Florida. Anybody else you know? We've been asking a lot of people and drivers who they think is going to be showing up to the race this weekend. I know you and Patrick are. Anybody else you know that's going to be up there running?
I would have to say pretty much every top super late model guy in the state will be there, and then you're gonna have a lot of your guys that run the Sunbelt Series, and a lot of guys come over from Ocala and Inverness, and like I said, we're hoping for a real big car count, and it'll be good because, you know, they've been promoting this pretty hard for the last month, so it'll be good for Tim Lake and everybody at Columbia Motorsports Park for it to have a good crowd and a nice showing for the crowd, so I'm looking forward to it. And they're having a big barbecue Friday night, so this race is all about the racers. And you know, Patrick stressed this the whole time. He just wants this race to be for the racers and by the racers. So they're doing a good job of putting it together like that.
I don't think that town knows what's going to hit them this weekend.
their economy is going to be real good this weekend. We're all the way down here in Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte area. And some of the drivers down here at our track, some of our regulars were even talking about this race. So it's going to be really interesting to see how many cars really show up for it, because a lot of people know who Cecil was, and a lot of people had been around him and dealt with him before.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he was a good man, and I met him back last year, and I got to hang out with him a little bit before the last Sunbelt race at Lake City. So he was always there at Lake City driving the pace truck, and he always had a smile on his face. And like I said, we're going to go out and try our hardest, either me or Patrick, to get in victory lane for the whole family. And I'm sure whichever one wins, we're both going to be just as excited as the other.
Hey, Tim, I was not in here for a few minutes in the studio here while the guys were talking with you. Do you do the ARCA races on dirt?
I haven't yet, no.
No? Okay, I know that's what they're doing now. I wasn't sure if you were doing that or not.
Who's doing the ARCA races on dirt now? Who? What were you getting at there?
No, he's saying that he doesn't drive the ARCA races on dirt.
Oh,
somebody else does.
Oh, okay, okay.
What are your plans for the future, Tim? Do you have any? Are you content with what you're doing, or are you planning on...
We have a lot of things we're working on for next year, and we really can't announce none of them yet.
You going to be driving that number 8 car?
Do what?
You going to be driving that number 8 DEI car for...
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah.
No, seriously, be quiet. I want to hear what he has to say. Go ahead, Tim.
But, we have a lot of things we're working on for next year, and we just got to finish out this year strong. You know, we got a goal to go out there and try to win these championships this year, and I think if we can do that, a lot of things will happen for next year.
Just try to win races. Don't try to win championships. Just try to win races. Trust me, you'll be better off.
We really haven't been trying to points race this year. We've just been going out there and, you know, trying to rack up top fives and just run up front and run strong and stay out of trouble and, you know, race smart. And like we've stressed all year long, the points will come as they come. And if you just go out there and try to race for the win, you're going to be up in the points.
Yeah, you know what happens when you point race? You get busted in the ass all the time and spun around.
Yep.
That's what happens. Your dad probably told you about that.
How hard is it? How hard is it as a driver being up there like that, not looking at the points?
I mean, we really haven't paid much attention to it, you know. Like I said, we're just going to try to win as much as we can, and you know, luckily we've had a lot of good luck lately, and we finished in the top 3 the last 6 races. So we just got to keep all the momentum on our side and keep the lady luck on our side and keep going with it.
Is your dad ever going to race again?
Possibly. You never know. He's been testing with us a few times, so he's itching to get back in the car, and you just never know. You know, if something happens and I were to get a deal in a truck or a bush car, and he may be back running, so you just never know.
Now, I bet you he can still drive that car better than you, son.
Hey, when you see that black 27 coming up in front of you and you're putting him a lap down, just give him a little nudge. And when you go by, look at him and wave.
That's real funny, ain't it?
It is.
Yeah,
funny.
Make sure you take some good racing advice from the bonehead.
He don't need no racing advice from me. Sounds like he's got the world by the horn. So
he does.
Know, I can give you racing advice at Lake City. Just drive in there harder than what you think. You know that if you've been there. Turn 3, you can drive in there harder than what your brain tells you.
Oh, yeah.
And see, we gotta find Bonehead a trailer and a set of tires. He's got his whole house packed up in his enclosed
trailer. Yeah, I'm trying
trailer.
To move. I'm in the middle of moving, and this whole thing caught me. I really wanted to come race in it, but we'll see what happens. You never know how the Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And we're probably going to have another little bonehead running around here pretty soon,
October.
Tim.
October, Bonehead Jr.'s coming.
What are you guys pointing at your wrist for? What, you running out of time?
Well, we got James Powell's going to be on. We got all kinds of things to do. Tim, you know, it was good to have you on with us again on Inside Florida Racing. We've got to keep up with our time frame here. We got to be done by 9 o'clock, he's telling me. So I appreciate you being on here with us. And
good luck this weekend, man.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I hope everybody comes out to see the Cecil Williams Memorial Race here at Columbia Park this weekend. And it should be an exciting race for the fans. And hopefully, like I said, we'll have a big crowd and a big car count. So
it's
looking forward to it.
It's a big money race for the drivers.
Definitely.
Yep. Well, good luck to you, my friend. You take care of yourself and have fun this weekend.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tim. See you Saturday.
We'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
CarNag.com, your online racing community since 1997. CarNag.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than CarNag.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, CarNag gets it done.
Race fans. fans, Columbia Motorsports Park in Lake City would like to invite you to join us on August the 25th as we pay tribute to a true Florida racing legend, Cecil Williams, for the Cecil Williams Memorial Super Late Model 100. Join us as we welcome some of the best late model drivers in the Southeast as they do battle on the fastest half-mile track in Florida. Darrell Shelnut, Timmy Russell, Patrick Williams, Justin Drotty, and more will be on hand for the 100-lap feature event, the Cecil Williams Memorial 100. For more information, check out ColumbiaMotorsportsPark.com or call 352-804-0078. That's 352-804-0078. The Cecil Williams Memorial 100 at Columbia Motorsports Park, August the 25th. Columbia Motorsports Park is located just off I-75 on exit 414 on Highway 41 in Lake City, Florida.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
Inside Florida Racing. Yeah,
with Bonehead and Jason and Carol Wicks. And
we could do Jack. Cheesy radio.
Yeah.
I'm Racing Jason. Hey. And right next to me, I've got the Bonehead.
How you doing? And it's the top of the hour right now.
Ding dong, 5 past the hour.
Ding, ding,
hey.
Ding.
That's hey, terrible. Oh, wait a minute. You want to hear something funny? Because if they hear it, they'll be looking for me. It's like, hey, Bonehead, what are you doing over there? Solid. Go get me
very
a Red Bull.
Cheesy radio that we're doing.
Cheesy radio, man. I was telling you a little bit earlier this past weekend down at the Charlotte County Motorsports Park, the sportsman class lost their mind. I mean, it wasn't full moon out, but it was definitely full moon raising. We gave him benefit of the doubt. Usually you give him 3 times, and if they can't get it together, they're out. They can go sit down for a while and figure it out. We gave them 4, and they could not get 1 lap in. They tore the heck out of half the field. I mean, the whole on the very first start, they wadded them all up before they even got to turn one.
It was a nightmare.
Who won?
You know, who did win?
You're the announcer. Tell me.
I don't remember because I was so frustrated at him.
Well, you had to say so-and-so won, and you introduced him out there. Who
I
was
don't
it?
Remember. You've got
all
the
I'm going to say, I want to say this. Fast Kids Trucks, Seth Greco, number 74, won the race. And you know how
did.
I know that? You know how I know that? Because I could hear his dad from my house jumping up and down. I'm just kidding, Joe. Just messing with you.
My heart was broken when James DeBose hit the wall. Man, his car was messed up.
You know what? I was really excited a few weeks ago when James brought that late model out to race.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, James used to drive. The car he brought out is the old one.
Right.
And he had redone it.
Who's cheating?
Who's cheating? That one that he used to race against my little brother in it. And I was so happy to see that car because it was something familiar from, a while back.
Yeah.
And then.
Totaled it out, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. If we would have stuck with our regular plan and doing the 3 strikes you're out deal, he wouldn't have had it totaled out.
We did stop them.
No, that we gave him one more try. We were
how'd Back
know,
and Black
so
do?
So it's your fault my buddy lost his car, huh?
Yeah.
How'd Back and Black do?
Who?
The number 3? Was that it? The black one?
3.
The Camaro, the black Camaro, the guy we had on the show. Him and his father. Can't remember saying that.
Jeez.
Oh. No.
Who? Oh, okay.
Black number two.
Two?
Who's the black car that runs there? The young kid, 17 or so.
Man,
That's like one out of 50 people.
No. What, we had him and his dad on the show. In the
what
sportsman
class?
Sportsman class.
Oh.
So let me ask you guys a dumb question.
Yates.
Let me ask
Danny Yates. Danny and Troy Yates.
That's the 22 car.
The 22. How'd he do?
Let me ask you guys a dumb question.
Yeah.
If there are
no dumb questions, only stupid answers.
If Charlotte County Motorsports Park gets 1,500 people on a regular night, and they were to do what Orlando Speed World just recently did, and that is hand out somewhere over 15,000 free tickets and get over 3,000 people to show up in their grandstands. So if Columbia or if Charlotte County Motorsports Park, where you guys hang out, if y'all did that down there, how many people would come into the place to buy hamburgers?
Can I tell you something?
Quite a few.
I give away two tickets every week.
No, I'm talking 15,000. 15,000.
Well, if he gave away 15,000 people, sure, he'd have
plenty.
You
figure one to two hamburgers per person.
Oh, they spend at least $10
each.
I spent
about $28 in the kitchen myself.
Well, the reason that I brought that up is this, okay? People are all – how many times have I heard – and you guys can't tell me you don't hear this – about people, you ought to give out tickets, you ought to do something to promote, you ought to do something. Well, they did, and nobody's talking about it.
Wow.
Well, how many people showed up there?
Over 3,000 people.
Okay, well, talk to Mr. Deal and let's get him to give some tickets out.
So I imagine you what are you pointing at me for?
I give away tickets. If you want to win tickets.
Just because I'm the mouth down there?
Yeah, 15,000. Get him to give out 15,000.
I give away two a week, and those people come to the racetrack and they buy food and everything.
I gave away 1,000 tickets for down there.
I'll give away tickets. Call me. I'll give
you
a ticket.
We got them all back, too.
Bobby will let you in.
We got them all back.
Yeah. Giving away tickets is a great idea. What do you think? You're the first person that came up with that, or the clown over there at Orlando thought he was the first time that came up with that? Come on.
Are you referring to Rusty Marcus as a clown?
Well, no.
No, he was talking about you, actually. Yeah.
Well, no, I was just looking
at you, and then the reference came to him.
I'm just the messenger here. Yeah. I mean, this is what they did.
I think it's a great idea, and I think,
know nothing.
Listen, I think Leroy even used to give tickets away. And as tight as he was, he used to give tickets away.
Oh,
to the people at the racetrack down the street and the McDonald's, knowing that they're going to be working, he'd give them tickets to make them look good. He knew they weren't coming.
I've got a little inside information on that one.
I think it's a great idea.
I worked for the radio station at the time. We gave a lot of free tickets away for that track. We gave a lot of free tickets away, and a lot of people showed up, too.
And we give away tickets. Anybody wants to win tickets to Charlotte County Speedway, listen to 1580 AM tomorrow morning at 11:05 to the House Doctor Radio Show. Well, yours truly, Rob Elting.
And you can listen.
Well, the thing is this, is when you give away free tickets, you're not really giving away anything. All you're doing is a promotional act. Because when you go spend, how much have you ever figured?
Why are you raining on the parade for?
How much?
Come on, man. We want something for nothing.
How much do you figure you cost if you pay for it? Like John said, what, $120,000 he spent last year on advertising on the radio, mm-hmm. which is not an extreme amount, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And you guys both do radio.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you really, okay. So if you spend a whole bunch of money to do your radio ads this week and you get X number of people coming in off those ads, it costs you so much for each one of those people.
Yes.
So when you give away free tickets to seats that are empty anyway, sounds to me like it's not really giving anything away. It's a promotional act.
To get people in there to buy programs and 50-50s
and costs you money. To give those tickets away, believe it or not.
Well, absolutely it does.
Because you have to print them up and you have to get them to the outlets to give them away. So,
absolutely.
It's a great idea. I mean, I think that all the track owners should be printing tickets up every week and putting them in places.
How about 15,000? Is that exorbitant?
I don't think that's crazy because
only
3,000
showed up. Flies with
how many paid that night?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I think I was told, but I don't remember, and I don't want to speak out.
I mean, you'd be lucky if 10% of the people showed up, you know? So if 10% of the people show up, you got 1,500 that show up, you let in for free, and then you got another 1,500 that paid to get in. Sounds like it's not a losing deal. You're just going to sell more food. Little Vic will be happy.
What it is, it's a win-win situation, because what's going to happen is those people are going to come to the track. Probably, I'm going to say, 50% of the people that are going to show up are people that have never been there before. Look, I've got a free ticket. Sure, let's go check it out. Let's take the family. Let's go see what it's like. They leave out of there. Man, I had a good time. Hey, let's come back next weekend and see what's going on.
How about free racing entries? That's what I'm talking about. Where's James Powell?
Carol's trying to locate him. He hasn't not he's not been located yet.
We're sending out the GPS.
I'll tell you what. Now, so while we do have a minute tomorrow on the Real Racing USA live show on Tuesday night
from the Snook River Grill.
No. You weren't here. You've been out of the loop here for a bit.
Yeah.
We no longer do the show at the Snook River Grill.
Oh.
It's done from Karnak Studios
eight
stories up. But for now.
Okay.
And it just doesn't make sense to do that show out in the public. It started out as a Florida kind of a lot of Florida stuff, and we're not really doing a lot of Florida stuff. Anyway.
Oh, so now we can go somewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, especially if you move up this way. So, but anyway, so tomorrow night we're going back to the we have two guys from Florida who just happened to go racing in Kentucky in the Bluegrass Dirt Car Series. Jay Carver is the owner. Perry Brown's the car driver. And we're going to talk to them. They went and raced like three races in a week. And we're also going to talk some more dirt out in Arkansas dirt racing. And then two maniacs, all Harley drag racers. Them guys are crazy. And
I like the ones that drag their old ladies behind them.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
If you can read this, the old lady fell off.
Yeah. Some really crazy stuff. We've got on Real Racing USA, we have two new riders. What we're doing is there's a drive on to get a lot of riders riding for Real Racing USA from around the country.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we started here close to home. Each week, Jane Smith is taking one of our interviews that we do. Like this last week, she did a great story on an interview we did with Butch Miller,
yeah,
the old ASA hero guy. And she did a great story on him. And BJ Caven from Ocala, he's writing just general kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have a writer that, and I haven't been sent the name yet, that, from South Carolina, who's going to be writing about the All Harley Drags. So we got a lot of different riders going to come on board, and that whole site is going to expand in an enormous way over
that's
the next
be
year.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at that, how that whole thing has manifested. You guys going to the drag racing with the bikes, the Harleys, and everything. That is a pretty cool deal, and I'm really starting to lean towards going over and seeing some drag racing because of it. What'd you say?
Well, apparently,
if the Aster Stud is out there listening now, I want you to.
Yeah,
call
apparently, we're
studio.
Not going to be able to speak to James Powell tonight.
What's the phone number here?
But at the conclusion of this show, when we wrap the show up here, we do have when this show is over, immediately following, we have a 25-minute interview from the year 2000, which is kind of interesting, with Bert Ashelman that we did on Real Racing. It wasn't called Real Racing USA then. It was called Real Racing Talk Radio, is what we called it back then. And it's a kind of interesting interview.
Man, you dug into the archives for that one, didn't you?
Yeah, we have quite a bit of archivage, a lot of it.
Archivage.
Yeah.
That's a new word.
It's really good stuff. It goes great with horseradish.
It's really good stuff. Archivage is kind of like cleavage. So, anyway. You can say cleavage.
Oh, well.
To all our guests, we'd like to say a big thank you. And
I'm mad that we didn't get with the Aster Stud.
I'm so glad you interrupted me again. Oh, my goodness. This is so much fun.
You wait till we're done.
Well, so are you going to make it to Columbia?
I don't know. I got to see.
What do we need? We need a tow vehicle for you?
I just need some help. That's all. So
and the number they can call to reach you with their trailer?
813-785-2327.
Don't say we didn't try.
Rob needs a trailer. And
I need somebody to haul my stuff to the race for me. That's what I need. And haul it back. I'll be there to race it. Don't you worry about that.
Okay.
You're going to ride with them, right?
Sure.
You're going to go
with
them.
No, I'll follow.
Okay. And you need some – you're looking for sponsors for your – Tower of Power.
The Tower of Power.
Needs sponsorship help.
I've got one in the books. I got to thank Bruce over at Discount Auto Parts. I mean, Advanced Auto Parts. I got to get that right. So he's going to be coming.
What's he giving you, some spark plugs?
His spark plugs.
We're into auto parts. You know, on Wednesday night show, the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
O'Reilly
the Auto Parts. Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to.
I can't believe you guys got that.
As opposed to.
Advanced discount.
Advanced discount.
Yeah. It's an advanced discount here. Is it advanced or is it discount?
It's advanced.
I should know because my significant other works there.
So, Miss Wicks, what do we have next week for Inside Florida
Racing? Wait a minute. It's not Miss Wicks. It is SFW.
Oh, it's Super Fan Wicks. Super Fan Wicks.
SFW.
Super Fan.
We need to get her some theme music, please.
We're just getting over this show, and you want me to tell you who's going to be on next week?
Well, I know we're going to have this celebrity from the media who's going to talk.
CC Brooks is going to be here next week.
CC Brooks. And
it's like CC Ryder, only different.
No, CC Brooks
and possibly the winner of the Columbia Motorsports Park race for Cecil Williams. We'll see where that goes.
We're gonna
just give me time. I'll surprise you again.
CC Brooks from Kicks Country 92.9. She, if you want to catch her on the air from 10 to 3 Monday through Friday,
or
I think we should get.
She's also on the House Doctor show too. She is a producer of the House Doctor.
Oh, is that right?
Show.
Well, that that's even better.
She is the female voice of my show that I do on the House Doctor.
I think we should get some people from Citrus County Speedway to be on our show. What do you think of that?
I'm all for it.
Name one. Who?
I'll work on it.
I love children. That's why I want to be a veterinarian.
Some of them hobby stock guys.
What is that all about? Somebody ducked in here.
Them hobby stock guys,
somebody
they're exciting.
Okay.
Have you been to Citrus County Speedway?
No, sir.
Citrus County Speedway is one of the most exciting racetracks in the state of Florida.
Where is it?
You've raced.
It's great.
And it is exciting. You will tear up some cars in what you race in, the late models, okay? It's always a tear-up deal. But you get into them other classes, the hobby stocks and the bomber type classes, street
my
stock
uncle
sportsmen.
My uncle and my nephew race there.
It's an insane racetrack.
It's a 2-lane racetrack that you can actually race 2 lanes with,
right.
The other cars. With fast cars, it's tough, but
well,
yeah. It's an exciting place.
Jason and I were invited to Orlando Speedway next week, not this coming Saturday, but the following. To
Friday.
See the Friday. Yes.
Yes.
TBARA. You're not going to stand me up.
No.
It's another fantastic.
No, I'm glad
place.
You
absolutely.
Reminded me.
It's a great racetrack. When you go there, you say, "Now this is a racetrack. This is the way racetracks should look."
That's right. Fast.
Friday, right,
fast.
Carol?
Did you say that?
Next Friday.
Fast.
I'll talk to you later about it. I need to write it down.
It will not be this Friday because I will be resting up for Saturday. The following Friday, we'll be going to Orlando Speedway.
And when we have that Dave Pletcher on,
I can hardly wait.
Hey,
Dave Pletcher, when are you going to be on?
Hey,
I don't know. I want to see if I'm going to get invited to that New Year's party this year again.
Here's somebody. Here's two people I think we ought to get on the show. And maybe it seems kind of biased because I work there, but they have been involved in Florida racing for a long time. That's Willie and Sarah Tedder.
Willie's been around for a while.
Sarah's seen a lot in this.
I would like our listeners to email with suggestions who we can bring on the show so that we can have an exciting show for you.
Where'd you
get
that idea from?
I get myself excited.
Did you get that idea from
Rob,
him?
Rob, please be less rude than you are. Thank you.
Yeah. I hit the nail on the head.
I thought you were being very rude. I thought it was appropriately rude.
Why don't you just say things that are on your mind instead of telling her and then her trying to get it out?
Rare.
Yeah. Why don't I just stay home so you can all speak for me?
No, stop it.
Oh, come on.
Only Jason gets to stay home on Mondays.
Okay, so. Seriously, if anybody has a special guest that they'd like to have on, email me, carolwicks@comcast.net, anytime, and I'll go out of my way to find a way to have them on the show.
Can you change your name
to they're raising
Super
their
fan,
hand now. Now, this
Super
is what I
fan,
like, respect.
Superfanwicks@comcast.com. Can you do that?
And maybe we can get James Powell on next week, maybe.
I hope so.
You think you can
whatever that problem was.
Mr. Carol,
I love you.
I love you, too. I even love Rob. I just wish he'd shut up. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody, and thank you so much.
She didn't want me to shut up last week, though.
See you.
Good man down.
See you at Columbia.
Basketball Jones.
Basketball
Jones.
I love racing.
Go down.